2 weeks ago, a gag order kept the public in the dark about the three-hour delay in the Collin County Capitol murder trial of Terrence Black. Now, in a story you're hearing first on KRLD, LP Phillips is live to report on how a seemingly minor incident could have left to a costly major problem. LP.
Well, between days of the trial, Terrence Black, like every other prisoner, was jailed at the Collin County lockup, just a couple of blocks from the courthouse. And like everyone else, the accused murderer was shackled, put in a transport bus, and driven to court. But unlike anyone else the county has ever tried before, Black had survived a jump and critical neck injury from the top of the Grand Canyon. He has a fragile neck. 2 weeks ago today, he was injured because the bus doesn't have seat belts, and inertia became a problem.
We make three or four turns to get there. In one of the turns, he slid on the bus seat probably about a foot at the most and contacted the side of the van. After we arrived in court, 20 minutes or so, he complained of pain.
Because his head hit the window and his neck bent. Collin County Sheriff's Lieutenant John Norton says an x-ray showed no problem, but attorneys point out that had Black's fragile neck become an issue, it could have caused a delay or a mistrial, as well as hospitalization and even a lawsuit by an inmate. As it was, Black was convicted of killing Plano fitness instructor Susan Loper and sentenced to life in prison. Reporting live, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD. Police sources tell KRLD News the cell phone used in the February video recording belongs to the daughter of a sitting Argyle school board member, and that the member knew about the recording before angry parents found out about it. The whole matter exploded in March when edited copies of the locker room recording were sent to the entire Argyle school board, showing varsity coach Skip Townsend, who told us last month he had seen the tape.
No incriminating evidence at all. Crazy part about it is it's against the law to do that when you got young ladies in their dressing.
The case is being sent to the Denton County District Attorney for review. Sources who have seen the entire recording say no video of girls who are undressed ever appears. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD. Monday, Barbara Lightfoot, mother of hairdresser Elizabeth Lightfoot, told KRLD News the family wants closure in the November death of her daughter, but cannot until both police and fire investigators finish. She was particularly upset with Dallas Fire Rescue.
I haven't yet to receive any kind of information or phone call or contact by Dallas Fire and Rescue.
Up to today, DFR has refused to answer our questions as well. But this afternoon, I caught up with Fire Chief Lewis Bright, who claims his investigators are still working on the case.
Well, absolutely. We also want to take our time and make sure we cover all of our bases. So that's the information I have right now.
Do you know what they're waiting on?
Not exactly, sir. Our investigators are working on that.
Police continue to call the case an unsolved homicide, although they don't have any suspects. The medical examiner has ruled completely opposite, calling the death an accident. Lightfoot's body was found in a burning car November 4th. LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lancaster Mayor Marcus Knight was leaving a meeting when he saw a visitor to his city he didn't expect nor want.
In fact, I was driving east on Pleasant Run Road and actually saw the tornado approaching our community.
The twister slammed into Lancaster, damaging around 300 buildings and leaving a number injured. Along Wintergreen Street, around two dozen homes were torn apart, including Shannar Gee's. I'm looking right in your dining room area.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it don't get no worse than this.
Your house is leveled.
Right.
Her aunt parked her car on Shannar's side of the street. By the time the storm was over, the car had been blown to the other side of Wintergreen and was stacked against a second car on end, leaning against the aunt's house. In Lancaster, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Collin and Dallas counties on the road right now. 75 in Forest, right near the High Five, is where we find our own LP Phillips. LP.
And I am getting pelted, just hammered with hail here. And it's kind of a weird thing. There's fog coming up. There's hail coming down. It started out as just marble-sized hail. You maybe hear this. There is baseball-sized hail. Well, I wouldn't say that. Maybe about handball-sized hail. It's big. It's coming down. It's really rattling my car here, Will. I'm at Forest and Hillcrest right now. I don't know if you can hear this.
Most definitely can.
Okay, that's what's hitting my car as I'm sitting here. And like I say, some of this is pretty good size.
Yeah, get some cover, LP. Don't lose the windshield. Again, severe thunderstorm warning, Collin and Dallas counties. This continues until 6:45, and hail is certainly a big part of this.
KRLD's LP Phillips is there and joins us now live with the latest. LP.
And Mitch, I want you to listen for just a second here. That's the sound of 35 open. They actually, within the last half minute, 35 seconds, open up 35, and traffic is starting to flow now. This has been a huge nightmare for motorists.